Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Vayigash, and he approached. Week 11, 4th Aliyah. But when they told him everything Yosef had said to them, and when he saw the carts Yosef had sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Yaakov revived. Genesis 45, verse 27. Who is able to escape the effects of the circumstances? Our father Yaakov's spirit had been very still for 22 years. During this period of time, the Torah calls him Israel in some moments. Chapter 42, 5, 43, 6, 8, 11, and 45, 21. Leading us to believe that his spirit was not totally dead, nor that the spirit of the Eternal had left him completely. However, when he heard the news that Yosef was alive, he could suddenly understand all that had happened and the divine purpose behind the events that seemed so negative. His spirit recovered strength, revived, and the spirit of prophecy operated in him once again. The question that rises is, couldn't our father Yaakov have lived in the spirit for those 22 years in spite of the negative events of Rachel's premature death and Yosef's disappearance? Didn't he have enough promises and spiritual provision to be able to live above those negative circumstances? Certainly, yes. If he had paid more attention to divine revelation, and if he had trusted in the Eternal's power and goodness, he would have spared himself and his family 22 years of bitterness. The Torah says that Yaakov refused being comforted, chapter 37:35. This teaches us that he decided to be negatively affected by what was happening, and he gave room to bitterness in his soul. What would have happened if he had kept a high spirit during those 22 years instead of refusing being comforted? What difference would that have made? Well, in regard to what happened to Yosef, there would have been no difference. The Eternal's plan was in action and it had to be fulfilled. So things would have gone the same with Yosef regardless of Yaakov's faith or mood. So what the children of Israel would go to Egypt. Then, if Yaakov would have been positive, given no room to bitterness, without accusing and scolding his sons, like in chapter 42:1 and 42:36, they would all have been saved by Yosef anyways. So, if facing negative events with trust and confidence, or facing them in lamentation, would not have changed the final results, then what would have been the difference if they would have been saved anyways? The difference would have been 22 years of joy and happiness, full of hope and praise in spite of the pain, instead of 22 years of grief and sadness, full of despair and lamentation because of the pain. Because Yaakov chose the negative side, our father allowed 22 years of his life to be dark instead of full light. Hashem fulfilled his plans and his promises anyways. Blessed be his name. May the Eternal give us grace to trust in the middle of sorrow, knowing that for those who love the Almighty, all things work together for good, so his purposes are fulfilled in our lives. Romans 8:28. Let's always be joyful. Shalom.